Hi everyone, welcome to episode 21 of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host, TK Muffin, and today, as always, we'll be going over all the latest news and more. But quickly, as I'm recording this, Community Day for Gibble has ended 15 minutes ago, and I think it's the best Community Day I've ever done. So I caught a whopping 17 shiny Gibbles, one which was 3-star, so I max evolved it into Garchomp, and powered it up to level 34, so it's 3,892 CP. And with the Community Day move, Earth Power, and I can't remember which, it had a fast attack, which is Dragon, but I can't remember which one. But yeah, it's very high CP. And also, I had another Gibble, which was 3-star. It wasn't shiny, but I still evolved it, and it's 2 CP under it with 3,890. But yeah, so a really good shiny and a really good normal. So that's everything that happened during Community Day. And also, I also got about 1,300 something candy, but I used 800 of it. I'm just maxing it up and evolving it and evolving both of them. So now I have about 600. Well, I think I have a bit more, but last I can't remember. But then last time I checked was 600, because I've been doing a bit more, but I didn't check the last candy before it ended. So this week, there's only one bit of news, which is the Season of Discovery begins with a very slow event. It says, trainers, sometimes the best adventure is a slow one. In the upcoming A Very Slow Discovery event, you'll be able to take inspiration from the very same Pokemon that inspired us, Slowpoke. A Very Slow Discovery will feature Slowpoke, Galarian Slowpoke, Mega Slowbro, and Galarian Slowbro. Some of the other Pokemon appearing there during this event will be quite slow, as well as active as well. The date and time are Tuesday, June 8th at 10 a.m. to Sunday, June 13th at 8 p.m. local time. The feature includes Galarian Slowpoke will be making its Pokemon Go debut. You can evolve it into Galarian Slowbro by catching 30 Poison-type Pokemon when it's your buddy. We've heard reports that Galarian Slowking is taking its time to make its Pokemon Go appearance. You could even say its arrival might be quite slow. Quickly though, I think Galarian Slowking looks a lot better than Galarian Slowbro. No offense to Galarian Slowbro. It's like kind of a dark Pokemon, not like dark type, but like kind of a dark Pokemon, maybe with some... the Cloyster is actually on its head, so it's kind of looking like evil in a way. But, well, I just think it's a cool Pokemon. Mega Slowbro will be making its Pokemon debut in Mega Raids. Keep an eye out for event-exclusive field research tasks that reward Slowbro Mega Energy. Slowpoke, Slakoth, Golpin, Spoink, and more will be appearing more often in the wild. If you're lucky, you might even encounter a Slowbro or a Vigoroth. Galarian Slowpoke, Alolan Grimer, Shellder, Shinx, and Timber will be appearing in 1-star raids. Snorlax, Slowking, Slaking, and Toxicroak will be appearing in 3-star raids. Collect event-exclusive field research tasks that will challenge you to complete difficult tasks for some very slow rewards. Complete a Slowpoke-themed collection challenge during the event to get the exclusive Slowpoke Forever Shirt Avatar item, 30 Ultra Balls, and 3,000 XP. Pick up other Slowpoke-inspired avatar items in the shop. Spin Pokestops and open gifts to collect new Slowpoke-themed gift stickers to send to your friends. Be sure to pick up an event-exclusive free box in the shop that will contain 20 Pokeballs, 10 Great Balls, and a King's Rock. A nice, meandering walk where you could really take in your surroundings can be a nice contrast to the hustle and bustle of daily life. Be sure to share your slow but active adventures with us at hashtag Pokemon Go. Let's go. Yep, now it's time for Poke Time, and this week we're going to be going over Slowpoke, the dopey Pokemon, which is also the 79th Pokemon. So its Pokédex entry is, Slowpoke is a pink Pokemon that resembles a cross between a salamander and a hippopotamus. It has vacant eyes that never seem focused, curled ears, and a rounded tan muzzle. It has four legs, each of which end in a single white claw. Its long, tapering tail has a white tip. This tail drips a sweet, sappy substance that is attracted to many species of fish. Slowpoke uses a tail as a fishing lure. The tail often breaks off, but it will grow back. In Alola, its tail is often dried and used in home-cooked stews. Slowpoke has notoriously dim intellect and often forgets what it was doing. It takes a long time to respond outside of stimuli. For example, it can take up to 5 seconds to process pain, and can take an entire day to notice when its tail has been bitten. Slowpoke is commonly found at the water's edge. In some places, it is believed that Slowpoke Yawn causes rain. This Pokemon is worshipped in those areas. In Galar, Slowpoke's appearance is a result of particles being built from eating Galarica seeds. The main difference is that it has gained a yellow coloration on its forehead and tail. Unlike its counterpart, its tail is always down and has said to have a spicy taste. Galarian Slowpoke are known to relax on seashores and riverbanks without a care in the world. Occasionally, it will get a very sharp look in its eyes, as it is about to think of something tremendous. However, Slowpoke will quickly forget it and return to normal expression. It is believed that its behaviour is a result of Galarica particles affecting its brain. So, not like you're ever going to do it, unless it's for the Little League or something, but here's the best moves and stuff. So, it's vulnerable to Ghost, Dark, Electric, Grass and Bug, which all do 160% damage, and resistant to Steel, Fighting, Water, Psychic, Ice and Fire, which only deal 63% damage. Its best move for offense is Confusion Psychic and Defense Confusion Psychic. All moves it can learn are Water Gun and Confusion for fast attacks and quick. And then for the build-up attacks and the main moves, Psy Shock, Water Pulse, Psychic, Frustration and Return. So obviously you need 50 candy to evolve into Sobro, but you need a King's Rock to evolve into Slowking. So with the special bundle that they're doing, you'll get one for free. Also, you might not have this, but I do. So for the 2020, there was a special 2020 Slowpoke, which I evolved into Slowbro, and yes, it just has special glasses, which is cool. The best Pokemon for countering in it is Thunderous Therian Form with Thundershock and Thunderbolt, Gengar with Lick and Shadow Ball, or Shadow Claw and Shadow Ball. Also Thunderous Therian with Volt Switch and Thunderbolt, Yveltal with Snarl and Dark Pulse, and yeah, those are basically all of them. So when you're raiding it, it has 3,228 CP, so you can easily do it with one player. So I have lots of Pokemon that are over that CP, so it's really easy. And it has a HP of 600 when you're raiding it, and the CP range for it is 650 to 700, and if it's boosted, 812 to 876. So the shiny, overrated. It's literally just a tiny, it's just pink, but a tiny bit paler. It's one of the worst shinies ever. No offense, Slowpoke. Base stats, attack is 109, defense 98, and stamina 207. Max CP for level 15, 525, level 20, 700, level 30, 1051, and level 40, 1226. Max CP with weather boost for level 25 is 876, and level 35, 1139. Max HP for level 40 is 175. Size, so the height is 1.2 meters, the weight is 36 kilograms. Base capture rate is 50%, the base flee rate is 10%, but your walk distance to get candy is 3 kilometers. And now we're going to be going over Slowbro, which is also the Hermit Crab Pokemon, which is the 80th Pokemon. So, the Pokedex entry for it is Slowbro is a bipedal pink Pokemon with a tan, striped belly and rounded tan muzzle. It has large vacant eyes, curled ears and two small pointed teeth protruding from its upper jaw. It has three clawed fingers on its hands and two clawed toes on its feet. There's the shoulder attached to its tail. The shoulder has a grey spiral shell with darker grey spots and small triangular eyes near the base. There are several spikes across the surface of the shoulder, and it holds onto Slowbro with many sharp teeth. Shoulder developed its spiral from an effort to suck more sweetness out of Slowbro's tail. If its tail or the shoulder attached to it is broken off, Slowbro will revert to its unevolved form, Slowpoke. Slowbro has lost the capability to feel pain due to Shoulder's poison. While typically lazy and unintelligent, Slowbro apparently becomes inspired when Shoulder bites it down on its tail. While it is capable of unleashing powerful psychic attacks, Slowbro is typically rather peaceful and usually prefers not to fight. Because it can no longer fish, using its tail, it instead swims to catch its prey and allows the Shoulder to feed on the leftover scraps. Slowbro tends to live near ponds, lakes and seashores. When Slowbro Mega Evolves, it becomes engulfed by the Shoulder, so it only has its head, arms, and white striped tail are visible. Its head pokes out the mouth of the Shoulder, and is surrounded by Shoulder's now large teeth. The spiral Shoulder has an opening at its tip, allowing the tail of Slowbro to stick out. Mega Slowbro balances on its tail due to its legs being engulfed. It can move by bouncing, using its tail as a spring, and the spikes on the shield are now reduced to 4 on the bottom section of its body, and the dark spots are only visible in the middle section. Melisandre's energy has gathered into Shoulder, which has increased its hardness. This allows it to act as armor so hard that nothing can scratch it. Slowpoke is virtually unchanged, but gains more power and motivation from the Shoulder's digestive fluids. In Galar, Galarian Slowbro's appearance is due to Shoulder biting its arm instead of its tail, causing a chemical reaction in the consumed Galarica spices within its body. The Shoulder attached to its arm resembles the Shoulder's tail from its Cantonian counterpart, but smaller with a purple tip shaped like a stinger and even lacks pupils. It has a slight colour difference with purple spots on its forehead. Its mouth and paws are also purple, while its belly remains grey. Galarian Slowbro are considered highly dangerous due to its indiscriminately attacking its surroundings. The reason for this is due to Shoulder sometimes unconsciously biting down hard on its arm. While normally zoned out, its expression will quickly change form when facing a strong opponent due to the simultaneous jolt from its nervous system. Galarian Slowbro can also move with the speed that puts the quickest of its known reflexes in shame in order to fire a liquid poison shot from Shoulder's tip. Slowbro releases the poison liquid by grabbing Shoulder's tongue, who launches it. Yes, Slowbro is also the only known Pokemon capable of using the move Shell Side Arm. So Slowbro is probably a bit more relevant because you'll probably use it in the Great League. So it's vulnerable to Ghost, Dark, Electric, Grass and Bug, which all deal 160% damage, and resistant to Steel, Fighting, Water, Psychic, Ice and Fire, which deal 63% damage. Its best moveset for offense is Confusion Psychic and Defense Confusion Psychic as well. All moves it can learn for quick moves are Water Gun Confusion, main moves Ice Beam, Water Pulse, Psychic, Frustration, and Return. So, obviously, it's the same counters, I'll just say them quickly, Thunderous, Gengar, and Yveltal. So, basically, get those. And then, the shiny is a lot better than the basic. So, Slowpoke, when it evolves, it's it's just an amazing shiny. I'm not going to say the best in the game, but it's just a really good shiny. So instead of its pink body, it's a blue, and then the shoulder is golden instead of grey. So its base stats, attack is 177, defense 180, and stamina 216. Level 15 is CP is 1090, level 20, 1454, level 30, 2181, level 40, 2545 CP. Max CP with Weather Boost for level 25, 1,817. Level 35, 2,363. Max HP for level 40 is 182. Size is, the height is 1.6 meters, and the weight is 78.5 kilograms. Base catch rate is 20%, base flea rate 6%, and body walk distance 3 kilometers. So that's actually the end of episode. Thank you for listening. And as I say, every episode, I link this in the description. You can go into the site and give feedback and follow it, and you'll hopefully get to the show. Thank you for listening. Tune in for the next episode. Just subscribe if you like it, or even leave a rating. See you next episode. TK Muffin.